Hello, my name is John Macy, and welcome to the B-Team podcast. I did that backwards, as usual. Okay. Joining me today is Justin Ayotte.
What's up? Acknowledge me.
And we are here for our essentially second annual pre-WrestleMania show. WrestleMania 40 is this weekend, coming from Philadelphia. And we did do this last year, and I think we had Josh on this last year. It's just going to be you and me this time. And we can talk about a little bit about how, because last year, if I remember correctly, I was very much the definition of a lapsed fan, or like the equivalent of like a non-football knowledgeable housewife picking shit for the Super Bowl. Because we would like, you guys would like throw matches out, and most of them I'd just be like, well, I don't know who that is or anything. But this sounds kind of cool. Since the basically, I've gotten back into the WWE stuff essentially completely, especially since CM Punk went back there, and with all this stuff they've been doing with The Rock in recent months. And I admit I was kind of interested when Cody first went back too, but it just wasn't. You know, I guess it wasn't enough to get me to watch. I watched a couple things here and there when he first went back, but then I was just like, oh, this is just going to be just like everything else. Never mind. But ever since the Royal Rumble, I've literally watched every Raw and SmackDown since. So, you know, I'm kind of getting.
And honestly, I think that was roughly around the time all the Vince stuff really happened and he kind of got kicked out. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's when The Rock kind of became, you know, a member of the board and all that shit started happening. So, yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the stuff with The Rock and Roman has just been absolutely
final tough. Boss.
I mean, we can talk about, like, the last time I was regularly watching anything was, and this will date me somewhat, was 2014. And a lot of these people now who are like a big deal, I thought were, you know, to steal a term from MJF at that time, I thought they were kind of on the mid side. Like, I couldn't stand Rollins. I couldn't stand listening to him speak. I hated his, like, just the way he spoke on television annoyed the
hell
out of
me. I'm going to be honest with you. I still don't really like him, but that's all right.
What he does now actually works for me way more. He's a better promo now than he was back then. I mean, Roman was basically nonverbal at that point, and I was just like, okay, I mean, this guy could be something, but okay. And at once Punk left the first time, I was just like, yeah, I don't know that I really care about this anymore, and it's a pretty significant time commitment to, you know, with the two shows at 5 hours a week, you know, it's a lot to, but with Peacock making the premium live events easier, I mean, it's been way easier to, I don't have to pay for them anymore, essentially. And it makes it way easier. And I watched the Rumble and Elimination Chamber and stuff, and I feel like I'm really well-versed in the product at this point, so we can actually have a real conversation about some of this shit. So do you want to just do the match list, and that'll lead to
Yeah. I think that's like a one thing, just going on the whole Peacock thing. I think that's something that AEW is missing. Because you still have the pay-per-views, which you can get through your cable provider, or you can get through, you know, if you're outside of the country, you can get it through Fight TV. Or, like, what I do is I use the Bleacher Report app to do it on my phone, and then I, like, cast it to my TV, because I don't really have, like, cable, per se, or the ability to buy it. But I think they really need to work something out with Turner and with Max and stuff. Yeah, they really need to work something out where those can come on there. Because especially now that they have, I don't know how often you use HBO Max, but they now have a Bleacher Report sports section where you can see all of the, like, games. So, like, anything that's on TNT, TBS, like, all of the March Madness stuff has been on there. NBA on TNT has been on there. So that's how I get to watch some of the stuff now instead of, like, trying to go through the apps and stuff. So I really think they should try doing that.
I have to think the only reason that's not already on Max is because they don't want it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an in-house product to begin with. You would think it's... I read somewhere that Fox and ESPN and I think Turner are like doing
some merger. Yeah, there's going to be a it's not really a merger. What's happening is that they're essentially doing like a sports cable thing. So what they're going to be doing is they're making a three-way product that is basically going to have ESPN own ESPN contracted stuff, Fox contracted stuff, and then Turner contracted stuff all on the same platform. So basically, if you want to watch like NBA on TNT, you would go to this platform. If you want to watch any of the NASCAR races on Fox, you would go to this platform. If you want to watch, you know, baseball, you would go to this platform. You know what I mean? Like anything like that, you would just go to it. So that's in development. I think they want to try to roll it out either at the end of this year or the beginning of next, something like that. But it's going to be owned equally three ways, which is interesting because it's also, because it's interesting because there's also been rumors that Disney might be selling ESPN. So I don't know. But I guess, and then also like AEW Dynasty, which I guess is going to be their thing at the end of April. I guess they're going to have the ability where you can buy the pay-per-view on YouTube. So maybe that's what they're going to do. I don't know. But I guess in America, Canada, and some of the European countries, you have the opportunity to, I think, purchase the pay-per-view on YouTube and then watch it live on YouTube. I was trying to figure all that out because at first it looked like it was just going to be free on YouTube. And I'm like, that don't make sense. I think what they're going to do is they're going to basically do what they've been doing on that Bleacher Report app, but on YouTube.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm still watching AEW stuff. I'm just really far behind because WWE's getting all my time right now because it's a better product.
Pretty much me too. I mean, I kind of...
Just to give you an idea, I just started Revolution yesterday. That was a full month ago.
That was really the only thing like full through that I've watched, but that was only because of Sting's match. Watched pretty much like all of it.
Yeah, and I'll get to it, and I don't really care about being spoiled with this crap, so I'll get there, but, you know. All right, so where do you want to start?
All right, so do you want to start with night one, which is Saturday?
Might as well go in order, right?
Yeah, so the card I have is the first match being Jade Cargill, a former AEW person, Bianca Belair, and Naomi versus Damage Control, which does not have Bayley in it anymore. I know that. No. So some of the women's stuff I haven't really been keeping up on. You may have to carry a little bit.
I mean, I have a basic idea, but really the women's stuff I only really watch and generally with a lot of this stuff I've only been watching the people I'm interested in. So a lot of the women to me are just kind of there.
Yeah. Which is funny because WWE that used to be like the only thing I would watch for a while there because they were like very interesting. They had storylines and stuff, not just because of how they look, but because of like had like the good storylines. They had very decent matches. I don't know who was producing them at the time, but they were doing very well at putting those matches together. Yeah. Especially all like the Becky and Charlotte stuff, and then when you had Sasha, who's now in AEW, you know, when you had her and Bayley and stuff like that, and Naomi, when you had all of them in the mix, it was really good. And then you had Liv, and then you had Alexa, you know, and stuff like that. You know, that was all premium stuff, but then they started losing people, then they started bringing people in, so I don't know.
I would assume this one, I mean, you're not going to spend all this time building up Jade Cargill to have her lose the first match she ever does for them.
Especially since you brought back Naomi. You have Naomi and Jade Cargill, and you have Bianca Belair, who they're trying to basically promote as, like, the new Charlotte. You know what I mean? Like, you have to just bury Damage Control. You know what I mean? I
also don't particularly like Jade Cargill all that much, either.
Yeah, she was one of my least favorite people in AEW.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not... I mean, I think she's got the physical skill, but she's just green as baby shit. Like, she was lot of the matches were just unwatchable. Like, you could see, like, her screwing shit up left and right. So, I mean...
I wonder if they still have her working out at the Nightmare Factory, because she was doing that for a while when Cody was at AEW, and now that she's in WWE, I wonder if she's splitting any of her time between the Performance Center and Nightmare Factory. Because I know they do promote Nightmare Factory every once in a while on WWE's YouTube stuff. I don't know, but...
I do think that the way WWE works will be better for her than AEW was, just because, you know, I think putting her up against a lot of high work rate people was like, why? You're pointing out how much she sucks. So I feel like the WWE aesthetic will be better for her. But yeah, I have to assume any team that she's on will win, at least for now.
I mean, I don't know how well this match is going to be, because usually when you make a wrestling card, you usually want your best match being on first and last. Those are what you usually do in, like, old school thinking of a wrestling card, is your first match and your last match are supposed to be the ones that everybody wants to be on and that are usually the best. They don't tend to be that way. So if this is truly going to be the first match, I think that's a little bit of a disappointment, because I don't think it's going to be all that great.
I think they've gone as far as to say which ones will be on which night, but I don't know.
I've seen two different orders. I've seen it like the way that I posted it in our chat, but then I also seen it where the Rey Mysterio match is first, and then Jade and them are second. So I don't know exactly what the order is, but this is supposedly the order that WWE posted on their Instagram. With all their images, so I don't know.
Interesting.
But,
All right, so that's probably about as much time as we can bother to give this one. So
the next one is Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. Big Bad Dom.
Okay. I will say that I didn't really start paying attention to all this stuff until Rey came back. Because otherwise, I was just kind of like, other than his kid, I was like, I don't know who any of these people are. This stuff is kind of cool, but I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, I do think Dom is a very effective heel, because I just want to punch him in the face every time he comes on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he does that well.
And all those boos you hear, like, usually you can tell when the sound is piped in, like, because it'll just be like video game noise. Those boos are authentic. Everybody boos him so that way you cannot hear a word he's saying, and I think that is hilarious.
I thought it was great on the, I think it was Elimination Chamber, he tried to cut a promo with Rhea Ripley, and every word he said was, like, drowned out. It was just,
Then at one point, I think Priest even, like, brought it up, like, either Priest or Balor, like, brought it up that, like, you can't hear anything that he's saying.
Yeah. So I would assume that Rey and Dragon Lee win this too, just because, you know, Rey just came back after how long, and I don't know that. You know, does Dom really need this? No.
Yeah, I mean, plus Dragon Lee is also, he was, I believe, from New Japan, and he was big in, like, you know, like the CMLL stuff and all in Mexico. And I think he was in AEW for a little while, like when they were doing the crossover with New Japan.
That Rush guy for a while.
Yeah. So I can see them going over in this, mostly because I think it's also playing out the whole LWO storyline, which I'm so glad they brought back the LWO, because that was so great in WCW.
Yeah.
And Santos Escobar is actually a really good wrestler.
I did watch. Yeah. I think it was the last SmackDown. They had a one-on-one between him and Rey, and I was like, this guy's good.
Yeah. And then, you know, especially when they brought in, you know, Andrade. They brought back Carlito. what I mean? And I think they're doing really good bringing in all, like, the, you know, Mexican and Hispanic wrestlers and, you know, merging them into the show. And it almost gives you, like, it's funny that this is, like, a Hunter thing, but it almost gives you, like, a WCW cruiserweight type of feel, almost, what I like. Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking during that Santos Rey match the other day. Like, I was, it really did remind me of that stuff.
Yeah.
And considering that Ray was like the breakout star of all that for a while, I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, another good one. I'm actually really looking forward to this. We'll have to figure out if we want to do a post thing. And it might take me a couple days to get through it, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, probably me too, just because it's like, you know, I don't know, probably going to be 14 hours worth of shit.
My plan right now is to watch night one late, like do it mm-hmm. that night, but probably after it stops. And then possibly watch night two as close to live as I can get it.
Yeah. We might be going to see Ghostbusters on Saturday night with some friends. So I may not be able to watch it live. They haven't decided whether or not they want to do Friday or Saturday yet. So, and what's funny is that Sarah does not watch like any wrestling really, except for what I show her. But I've been sending her videos of the whole like Cody and Rock thing, and when he like beat the living shit out of him at his bus and stuff like that, and then the afterwards that the Rock put on Instagram of him like keep going after they said clear, she's like, oh my god, I wanted to cry for Cody, and then like I showed him like whipping him in the ring and stuff like that, so you know, I'm gonna eventually turn her into a wrestling fan. She's mostly just seen you know, old Macho Man clips, old Sting clips, this stuff with The Rock and Cody, and my alarm to wake up in the morning is the Stone Cold theme song. That scares the shit out of her because she always thinks somebody's breaking in with the glass shattering.
Nice. Wow. Okay.
But all right. So next one is the six pack tag team WrestleMania. Oh no, sorry, I skipped one. It's Gunther and Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship.
I have to say, as a fairly recent return viewer, I've been very impressed by Gunther.
Mm. Yeah, he was big in NXT. He was under Walter over there, and then they had like this weird like name change thing where like Vince named him Gunther, and actually he had like this whole giant name for him, and it was actually the name of like a former SS soldier. So they had to cut it all down to Gunther.
Huh. Yeah, Vince McMahon, everyone. Okay. And I like
you will Sammy. Not see him at WrestleMania.
No, I like Sammy too, but I just don't see him. I don't think he has much of a chance here because I just think they're gonna. I think the whole thing with given how long Gunther's had the Intercontinental title for, like having Sammy be the one who beats him doesn't really do anything because you want to. I would think you want to make somebody a star with that, and he doesn't need it. You know, like he's
Okay, sorry.
No, you're fine. I mean, he doesn't need it. So, like, I would think Gunther's just going to beat him. Here's my long-term prediction for Gunther. I figured this was going to come up somewhere. They have I believe there's a PLE this year in Germany. My prediction for that is that... Gunther will actually be a world champion by the time that takes place. Or he's going to win a world title at that event.
Yeah, I could probably see him going after, because he's on Raw. So I could probably see him going after Seth's title, if Seth still has the title.
We'll get to that in a little bit. But
It's interesting. It's interesting how they're going to play this out, because it depends on who they want to drop the belts and who they don't want to drop the belts. And what they want to do with that stuff. I can see Gunther retaining, mostly because I don't think the U.S. title is on the line at WrestleMania. It might be on night two. That's right. I forgot. Logan Paul has it. So I can see those belts, maybe one of them dropping. It would be nice for Sami Zayn to win. I've always been a big fan of Sami. But I don't know if it's going to happen. I think they want to keep it on Gunther, and I think they want him to just blast a hole in Pat Patterson's record and stuff like that, and you know, for holding it, because it's not going to be Roman. Roman's not going to I don't want to jump ahead, but Roman's not going to break any more records. But
it's the Hogan number if they don't pull the trigger this weekend.
Yeah,
he's not going to get to Bruno. He'd have to be the champion in 7 years.
Yeah, I know. So, I see Gunther retaining. I don't see Sammy getting it. Although it would be a great moment. But yeah, I don't see Sammy getting it. And I think just the fact that he's on WrestleMania.
And it'll be a big match. I think it's going to be a good match. But I think they
kind of dropped the ball on Sammy too, because he had all this momentum last year, and with the whole bloodline thing, and then him and Kevin being in the main event and stuff like that, and then this year they've kind of just dropped the ball on him and haven't really given him anything to do.
I kind of questioned, and I wasn't really watching it back then, but I still listen to a bunch of podcasts that do weekly coverage of a lot of the stuff, so I was kind of thinking, whichever PLE it was that was in Montreal, I'm surprised they didn't have him beat Roman there.
I know.
Because he seemed like he was so over. Why don't you do that?
He was. You know? He was. And I think the problem was is that Vince still had his hands and everything at the time.
Yeah.
Even though they kept trying to say that Hunter was taking over the reins of, creative, you still had Vince over the shoulder, and Pat even, Pat McAfee on the commentary would say Vince was still in your ear, at the commentary, even though you were allowed to say certain things now, It's not like they had a list of words like they did 5-6 years ago that you couldn't say. You could never say pro wrestling.
Yeah.
WWE, it always had to be sports entertainment. But now you got everybody calling it pro wrestling, which is great.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I think, there was still that bad blood about Sammy. And then also you had him going into Saudi Arabia and stuff. And I don't know if they really wanted him having the belt going into Saudi Arabia and stuff like that.
I thought he refused to go to those.
He refused to go last year. So I think that's the reason why they didn't want to give him the belt. But he did go this year.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. The past one he went to.
Whenever the last one was. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went there. But I don't know. But I agree. I see Gunther retaining.
Yep. Okay.
So the next one is the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship 6-pack tag team ladder match.
Oh Lord.
What a fucking mouthful. That one's probably sponsored by Snickers. It's Judgment Day, so it's Finn and Priest. It's New Day, Xavier and Kofi. It's Awesome Truth, Miz and R-Truth, which R-Truth is God's gift to wrestling. And then Miz
has become the ultimate good soldier, though, too, man. I mean, he's still around. He's just doing whatever they
can. I know. It's got Clark Gable, not Clark. Chad. What's his face? Chad.
Although Clark Gable would be funny as hell, would you dig him up?
That would be interesting. Let's dig him up. And then Austin Theory. And then the DIY, which is Gargano and Ciampa, the other two guys that used to be with Sheamus. I forget their names. Pete. What's his face?
Tyler Bate? No.
Tyler Bate. Yeah. I think that's his name. I don't know. I always forget those guys. Those guys are pretty forgettable. But so they have what's interesting though is that they have two ladders for both sets of belts. Which is weird. Yeah, because see, they have two ladders here. So what I'm thinking and what some of the noise has been about it is that they're going to split them up again and have each show have their own belt again instead of just merging it and giving them a new belt, which I think is a mistake. I think they need to just merge it and just have one belt, have it go between the shows. You know what I mean? Because I think this is stupid having two belts.
I do that with everything, but that's just me.
Yeah, but anyway, so How I see it going is that I think, so if they keep it as like whoever gets it gets both belts, then I think it's going to be Finn Balor and Priest retaining. If they do end up splitting up the belts, can't remember who's on SmackDown and who's on Raw, but I can see Damian Priest and Finn winning the one for, because they're on Raw, right? I think.
Yes.
Yeah, so I can see them winning the Raw belts, and then I can probably see maybe like DIY winning the SmackDown ones. You know what I mean? Because I think they seriously want to get Ciampa and Gargano like in front of people. They really want to push them because they were huge in NXT, and people loved them when it was still the gold and black NXT, not this colorful NXT. You know what I mean? And so I think they really want to push them in front of people. So
my prediction is I think Judgment Day is going to drop it for reasons we'll get into in a little bit. And then I'm actually going to predict, and I'm not going to get into that whether they split them again or not, because they haven't said that by now, so I'm just going to go with what they've said. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Theory and Waller, because those guys are
over. Oh, Waller, sorry, it's not Chad Gable. I'm an idiot.
It's Theory and Waller, because I've just been watching those promos, and Waller is weirdly over. And he actually has really impressed me in everything I've seen. So I wouldn't be shocked if they give them those belts and then maybe DIY becomes the first team they feud with. But yeah, that's what I would guess.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't rule out there being like a lot of like cooperation between DIY and Awesome Truth. While they do their D-Generation X or whatever it is, or D-Generation Y or whatever the fuck they're calling themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of R-Truth calling
people Luigi all day.
Calling Gargano Shawn Michaels.
Oh, does he still do the little Jimmy thing?
No. He doesn't have little Jimmy anymore, but he just likes, like, messing shit up. Like he said that he went to when it was the Royal Rumble, he's like, oh, WrestleMania is finally here. And he was walking in, he's like, the show of shows.
Oh, man.
And, you know, he's R-Truth.
Yeah.
R-Truth is probably one of the funniest dudes on TV, and he can sell the phone book. He can sell whatever. You know what I mean? You just get him in the ring with somebody and he can pull it off. He's got all of John Cena's skill sets. He gives everybody the AA, you know, or back in the day it was the FU. And
he's in his 50s too, though, man. He looks pretty good for, you know.
They had a match where it was Awesome Truth and maybe DIY against all of the Judgment Day, all the guys in the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
And R-Truth was flipping and kicking and jumping like he was 20. Wow. And I was like, man, this guy has, you know, some hops. You know, he's got like a lot of like athleticism going on for being 50. So
yeah,
hey, props to him. Good. You know what I mean? Plus he's a rapper.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, let's see. The next one is Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch.
Okay. This is another one I've been really impressed by, and one of the few women's things I'm actually really paying attention to, because I really like Becky Lynch. The Irish accent helps a lot. but yeah, I mean, I would guess, I could see this one going either way too. I know I'm kind of, my whole thing has sort of been non-committal during this, but I could see them saying with Ripley that like giving her this one would be like the ultimate thing that cements her as one of the cornerstones going forward. But I also feel like they kind of did that at the Elimination Chamber thing too. So do you need that again? I could also see them giving it to Becky Lynch because she's got that book out. You probably want to get behind that. to some degree. And
true.
You know, so I could see that one going either way. I think it'll be good. That's one of the women's ones I'm actually going to watch.
I think they've been pushing Rhea kind of like how they pushed Charlotte. And I feel like they're like kind of almost pushing her down our throats a little too much.
Yeah.
And then also like with Becky, like, I don't know. Becky has been like weird since like coming back from having the baby and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. She's not the same Becky as like before. And I don't know if it's just because maybe she's unhappy there now or maybe whatever, you know, but I don't know. I don't really have a clear idea on who might win this one. And honestly, it's not really one of them I'm really looking forward to. But I would probably go with Becky winning it. They're probably gonna take it away from Rhea, and then Rhea will probably win it again at like SummerSlam or something.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna do that, like how they did it with Charlotte, and now she's like a 18-20 time champion or whatever, because she kept losing it and getting it again, losing it and getting it again, just like Cena and Randy. You know what I mean? Like,
didn't she injure herself somehow?
Charlotte. Ooh, Charlotte?
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say, when I started watching it, I think she was on TV like once, and then she disappeared, and I thought maybe she got hurt or something. But
yeah, I think she did something to her leg, maybe.
I thought I read something about that, but yeah,
it's also interesting because both her and Andrade are both in the same company again, and they're divorced. So that's also an interesting thing too. Yeah, okay. They got divorced.
I thought he went back because he wanted to, you know. He wanted to be in the same company as her again, not
that might have been the reason at first, but yeah, they got divorced like right around the time he showed up. So I don't know if that was already in the mix for him to come back or whatever.
Interesting.
But yeah, yep. So next one is Jimmy versus Jay.
Okay.
Battle of the Usos.
Okay, I know this is the singles match between them is something they've been building to for a long time.
Mm.
And like people have wanted, and I even want to see it. You know,
you get like a lot of like brother versus brother matches. You know what I mean? Like you had like Jeff versus Matt. You know what I mean? Stuff like that, where like you know they go against each other. You know, so. Yeah, everybody's been kind of looking forward to this one.
Brett versus Owen, WrestleMania 10.
Brett versus Owen, yeah.
Old standard for these. I think the winner of this is going to depend on what the plan for the Roman Cody match is, because I could see either one of them winning it. I think in reality it's probably going to be Jay, but if they want to do something where Jimmy absolutely beats Jay down and it affects the Bloodline rules match on Sunday, then I could see Jimmy winning it too. But I think Jay benefits more because, to me, Jimmy's just kind of been there with the Bloodline stuff, but he's not really doing much.
Yeah. I see you have a little bit of a preview of what your thoughts are on the next one we'll talk about. I think Jay definitely wins this match because they have been putting Jay over like there's no tomorrow, you know. You know, and
I had to explain to Corey what Corey's just starting to figure out the chance and shit.
Yeah,
yeet is like a
thing, like when you like it's a slang term. So like when you like usually it's like, oh, I yeeted it means like I threw it or something, or I kicked it real hard or something like that.
So I had to explain what that was. I had to explain the what thing, because during the last promo, what? I love how he just kind of goes right through it, though. He doesn't even acknowledge it anymore.
You know what was funny though is that The Rock like used it because like he did his pauses and he did it with the what?
Yeah.
And so but I definitely see Jay winning. And I see them, Jimmy and Solo beating the living shit out of him. So that way he can't interfere with the tag match, and that it puts into question what his status will be the next night if Cody needs help or something. Right. So I think what they're going to do is they're going to play up the fact that maybe he's hurt, or maybe the fact that he had to go out on a stretcher or something. So he's going to win, but he's going to win and then get like assaulted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's what's going to happen. So, and they also missed the mark on Rashiki coming in and being the referee.
I don't think they'll make him the ref. I bet he'll be there though.
Oh, he'll probably be there watching, but they should have made him like a guest referee and had him involved somehow. You know what I mean? Because you got this whole bloodline thing going. Bring more people in. You know what I mean? Obviously, you can't bring in the flying Samoans, but you can bring in Rashiki. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Have him talk shit about The Rock.
Speaking of the clan of Uso, though, like, what are they doing with this Solo guy? Like, he's awesome, but they just don't give him anything to do. Like, what?
Yeah, I think the problem is that he's having the same issue that they kind of have with like Jade, except for the fact that like Solo's good.
Yeah.
And Jade's not. But I think the problem is that there's just too many cooks. So I don't think they have the idea yet of what they want to do like him alone. You know what I mean? Because he's kind of just the enforcer of the bloodline. You know what I mean?
I have a thought on that we'll get to at the end.
All right.
But
So let's move on to the last one of card one, and that would be the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, and the final boss, the high chief of the bloodline of the family, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, versus the American Nightmare, the grandson of a plumber, Cody Rhodes, and Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have any catchphrases.
Who I do like. I mean, and I get why they're doing this, I guess. I figured The Rock was going to wrestle on this card somewhere. It was going to be a tag match because they probably want to protect him to some degree.
Yep.
So if you're going to tag him with somebody, it should probably be Rollins, which is fine. So again, there are so many ways they could go with this. Like, to me, the expected thing would be Rock and Roman win, which guarantees the bloodline rules thing for Sunday. I find that to be kind of boring. What I hope they do is that Cody and Seth win, but then The Rock is like, hey, he goes to Roman afterwards and he says, hey, you know, your entire run has been, you know, your family members bailing you out night after night after night. Go do this on your own.
Mm.
You know, and then.
Yeah.
And then if he doesn't, then it turns in, because I think still the goal is Rock Roman. I think they still want to do that. It's not going to be this weekend.
Yeah, I think there's two goals now. I think originally it was Rock and Roman.
Yeah.
But now with all of this stuff happening, I think there's also Rock and Cody in the works.
Yeah, I definitely think you could do that too.
Because it was also something people pointed out is that Rock and Cody are the same ages that Rock and Hogan were when they did Icon versus Icon match.
Oh, was that 17?
I think yeah. It was after they bought WCW and Hogan came back and was kind of half Hollywood Hogan, half Mania Hogan, you know what I mean? And they did, you know, Rock versus Hogan. They were the same age.
I would love Rock Hogan. I do that.
Yeah. I had this whole thing planned out with one of the guys that I used to work with about what they were going to do. And my original idea was that they were going to, I'll wait till the end because it's going to spoil how I think the other one's going to end. Right. But anyway, with this one, it's going to be Rock and Roman win.
Okay.
And it's going to be Bloodline rules on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's how that's going to end. I don't think there's going to be anything like crazy. I think what they're going to do is they're going to beat the shit out of them afterwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that way it all puts into question, you know, How is Cody coming into his match? You know, what's Seth's condition, you know, with Drew, you know what I mean? And then, you know, so I think that's how it ends. I'm trying to think if, like, anybody, I can't think anybody would, like, come out for, like, a surprise, whatever, because it's, like, who would you bring out except for, like, maybe, like, Dallas Page? Or Brandy.
If they're going to do Sunday as the Bloodline Rules thing, I think they'll try to keep this one fairly free of bullshit.
I think Rock and Roman win, like, clean. And I think it's going to be Rock who pins Cody.
Right. Okay. I can see
and
that.
That's how they set up the Rock and Roman, the Cody and Rock thing.
Maybe at SummerSlam they do that.
Maybe. They also have some other international stuff they're doing. I think they have one in, like, Scotland they're doing and stuff like that. So it could be something like that. Who knows? Yeah.
Who knows what his movie schedule looks like after this, too.
Yeah. That's my thing, is that Rock is gonna cover Cody, because you can't have Roman covering Cody, because then it's gonna be like, oh well, then is he gonna win, you know, tomorrow? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think you set that up for something in the future. You know what I mean?
Yep. I think that's the expected way to go with this, but there's ways you can do it that are still that will come off as less predictable. Yeah.
Yep. Although I am looking forward to, like, Cody doing, like, the Rock Bottom, because he kind of teased it when he had Rock on the table. You had, you know, Cody. Our pizza was delivered.
Hi, Sarah.
It's Sarah.
Hello.
Her mom is here, so that's why she's in the other room.
Oh, okay.
I forgot my whole train of thought there. But that's how I see it ending.
Okay, cool. On to night two, then.
On to night two. So night two has, I also pointed this out. I think Jimmy and Jay should be on Sunday. It should be night two, but
I get why they do that. You probably want to try to have an equal number of quote-unquote big matches on each night. I don't know how the ticket plans work, but, like, I have to assume there's a percentage of people that only have tickets for one night or the other, so you probably try not to...
Yeah, I think they do it on purpose, where you have to buy, like, two separate tickets, which is kind of fucked, but...
Yeah. We should talk to someday my buddy Tim Kale, who's done some of our Trek shows. He actually went to the Kofi Mania one in New York. So, I mean, if we ever wanted to talk to him about what that was like, then.
Yeah.
You know, I went to one a couple of years ago, so we could certainly have that conversation with him at some point.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I've never been to a wrestling show.
Really? I went to a bunch in the 80s in, like, Hartford, like the house shows. I've never been to anything televised, obviously.
I mean, the amount of times that, like, any of them, like Raw, SmackDown. Oh yeah, they do. Yeah, they're always at the Dunk. Well, now it's not the Dunk, it's the Amp. Yeah. Or whatever.
I mean, 2 weeks ago.
When I was a kid, I just was never really allowed to go to those things. I could watch it on TV, but nobody really wanted to take me to them. And then, like, as an adult, I started getting into it more, but then it's like nobody else is really into it. So I just never kind of went. So, eventually I'll get to one of them.
They have house shows here on occasion. They tend to go to Milwaukee for the big televised shit more.
Yeah. I think they did come here last year for one of the pay-per-views.
Oh, okay.
Well, premium live events, whatever.
Yeah.
First one I have on the card is AJ Styles versus LA Knight. which this definitely should be the first one. And it definitely should be the first one, and it's going to blow the roof off. I think they are going to have a match. And that's going to have people talking. They're going to be like, is it any of the Bloodline stuff, or is it AJ and LA?
This is going to be LA Knight's big star moment, I think, but other than winning a title or whatever. But,
well, especially since these guys were like both big impact guys. They both made their names outside of the company. You know, Impact, TNA, whatever. You know, we're part of that company. You know, LA Knight was known as Eli Drake outside of the company. He won the NWA belt off of, I believe, Nick Aldis. When he held it for his 1,000-day reign after he beat Cody to get the 10 pounds of gold. Which that's what I'm still waiting for. I'm waiting for Nick to get into the ring because he is a terrific wrestler.
I've heard that.
What's funny is also the other general manager there. I keep forgetting his name, but yeah, he. They're both wrestlers. They're both former wrestlers. Okay. I would love for them to have like a general manager match where like the two of them just like beat the shit out of each other, because it would be like actual technical like wrestlers like wrestling, which would be hilarious.
But anyway. I've been really impressed with LA Knight. You know, although I guess the thing is no different than the constant what thing.
That's been his thing. Like, just to give a little backstory, that's his thing. Like, he was doing that at Impact. He was doing that at NWA on that power show.
Yep.
So,
because my whole thing at first was like, how is this guy getting over just based on that? And then I realized, oh, wait, it doesn't take that much to get over with crowds. Never mind. Mm-hmm.
Plus, his whole persona is like Attitude Era. Yeah. Like, he's basically The Rock and Stone Cold mixed with, like, a little bit of now. You know what I mean?
No, I've been... You know, from what I've seen of him in the last couple of months, I've actually been really impressed with what he's done. So,
yeah, but so in terms of winners, I think they're gonna have LA Knight win.
Yeah, I don't see how he loses.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're gonna have AJ put him over because AJ doesn't need to win this. No. AJ's already over. You know what I mean? And this is gonna be. When they step him over, and because I think Hunter knows, because the thing that I've realized now with Hunter is that he's realized what he has, and he realized the talent that he signed. But now that he doesn't have Daddy looking over him, you know what I mean? He can finally like respect these people's past. He can respect these people's talent, and not just crush them. You know what I mean? Like when Vince bought WCW and just started crushing everybody. Yep. You know, it was the main reason why Sting never came over. You know what I mean? But, like, now Hunter realizes.
That whole approach of, like, if I didn't make you, you're nothing.
You know? Exactly.
So, exactly. Yeah. But I think there's to that.
Because he's seeing what's happening in New Japan. He's seeing what's happening in AEW. He's seeing what's happening even in TNA. You know what I mean? With all the Nick Nemeth stuff. And all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, Cardona making his name in every promotion. You know, Cardona just fought Edge in AEW.
Right.
So, you know, it's crazy. But anyway, well, it's not Edge. He's Adam, whatever.
Yeah.
Go
by that. I know WWE probably owns it, but whatever.
I know. Next one is Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens for the U.S. title.
Okay. So my guess is Paul will win. Paul will keep the title by like DQ or count out or something. And this will result something between Owens and Orton will result in a feud between them for the next couple of months. Would be my guess.
Okay. Probably because there was something going on with them beforehand.
Yeah.
And then they basically just teamed up to go after Logan Paul and the Bloodline.
He was a massive douche. I think he does his job well.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing they've never done, really, is Orton and Owens. They've never had them in a feud or never had them in, like, a thing.
Yeah.
So maybe they set them up for SummerSlam or Backlash, yeah. One of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still call it WrestleMania Backlash, but that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, they did that. I know.
Yeah, I don't know. Unfortunately, I see Logan Paul retaining this title.
Yeah.
You know, and there's two things. There's two things. So Logan Paul, he is legit in terms of wrestling. Total shoot or whatever. You know, he is a shoot wrestler. But he's also, I don't know. It's not like the U.S. title has always been one of my favorite titles, going back to WCW, NWA, you know, stuff like that. Sting and Ric Flair's match and stuff like that. You know what I mean? How much prestige that title used to hold.
Yep.
And then it comes over the WWE, WWF, and they've just like blown any kind of like prestige out of this title. It's basically just another mid-card title.
And the only one they really care about is the IC title anyway, because that's the one they created.
Yeah. But yeah, I see Logan winning this. I see Logan winning this. You know, I don't know about cleanly, just because he's like, you know, the heel or whatever. So that could, you know, that could prolong things. Like maybe Backlash, they do it again and he loses. I'm not sure.
Right.
But I think at WrestleMania he wins.
Yeah.
Will he keep it much longer after WrestleMania? I don't know. But yeah, I could definitely see him. But yeah, for the views, I see him keeping it.
Right. So, makes sense to me.
Yeah. So next one is, and so these guys, I am not up on these guys, mostly because I think this is the part I skip in the show. The Pride versus the Final Testament.
That's
which Lashley, I think the final,
that's right.
What is it?
Lashley and the Street Profits against Cross and Authors of
Pain. Oh, is that what the Pride is? Oh, okay. Yes. I didn't know they had a name. Okay.
Yeah, that's
and, Lashley. Is that like their version of like the Nation?
I guess.
Like the Pride.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like Lashley. I've seen a little bit of the Street Profits just because I haven't been on TV that much in the last month or two. Cross is just a guy. I mean, his wife's hot.
Karrion Kross used to be like a really good wrestler and was really promoted well when he was in NXT. But when he came to the main roster, I don't know, they just like dropped the ball and then he like left. And he went and did all the indie stuff, and then he came back with, like, this new gimmick.
Yep.
And that's another thing I like what Hunter/Paul does, is he lets them keep the gimmick. You know what I mean? Like, when Cody came in, he kept his gimmick. You know what I mean? You know, LA Knight comes in, they let him keep the gimmick. You know what I mean? When Vince had him for a little while, they tried making him into, like, some, like, model guy or something. But then Hunter's like,
somebody like Cross or LA Knight, like if they have a thing already, that's gonna generate your audience more than let's call LA Knight like Bob Smith and you know, make him do whatever.
Like if Matt Cardona ever comes back to WWE, he's not gonna come back as Zack Ryder. He's gonna come back as the Deathmatch King. Matt Cardona, like that's who he's gonna come back as.
Oh, yeah.
Always they're, ready, Matt Cardona. That's what he's gonna come back as. Zack
Ryder for that,
yeah.
So I mean, I guess, I mean, this is probably the definition of like the match I really don't care about on this card, just because they haven't done a lot of. I mean, everyone in this match, with the exception of Lashley, to me just seems so generic. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some generic white dude with a hot wife and the two generic other guys who I guess are fine.
Who's his partner, Cross, in the Final Testament thing? I feel like I know who it is.
It's the Authors of Pain.
Oh, the author's a pain. Yeah, I've never been a fan of them.
Yeah, I haven't seen
that's them. Probably why. Yeah, that's probably why I've skipped them. Yeah. But Street Profits is
cool. I'm just like, okay, just another team of flippy guys. Okay, cool.
Well, the Street Profits used to be really good when they were in NXT, and then they were really good when they had some stuff going on with the New Day, which was really good. But I think they're focusing more on Montez and Bianca, you know, on
the reality show.
On the reality show on Hulu and shit like that. What I've been waiting for is for them, for Montez to turn on Dawkins, and for them to have a feud, which is what a lot of people have been waiting for, because there were like little hints of it, like last year, where like Montez Ford would like freak out or something, and then he like hit him, but then he like apologized. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So there was like little hints there.
They could set towards that, yeah.
Yeah, because I think they've been trying to get Montez Ford to do a solo run, and I think he's just not willing yet to just drop, you know, Dawkins, because I don't really know what they do with him, you know, without being in the Street Profits. So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, this could be the definition of a bathroom break for me.
but yeah, I think it's going to be the Street Profit, well, the Pride.
Yep.
I think that's who's going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Also, it's a Philadelphia street fight, and they've been talking about Jason Kelsey somehow showing up.
Ooh,
don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if that's the way they hype this matchup, is that, you know, him and some Eagles guys are there or something as, like, you know, protection or something. You know what I mean?
I also see something that it's going to be a 4-on-4 with the women, with Scarlett and B-Fab also thrown in there. I could be wrong about that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
That wouldn't help that much, but I'd still be proven.
I mean, maybe they'll have their own separate thing. So, like, when the guys are getting into it and then they're out there, like, maybe they'll have them throw down, which Scarlett isn't that bad of a wrestler. So, you know, you could throw her out there. I don't really think they've given her anything since they've come back. I think she's just pretty much become, like, his, like, arm candy.
Yeah, she doesn't really wrestle that I've seen.
Yeah. Well, she used to. She used to wrestle. She used to be in NXT, and she used to be a wrestler and stuff like that.
Right.
But she's been mostly just like his manager for the most part. And then this one, Bayley versus Io Sky.
This is all you. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So the only thing I'm really going to say about this is one, Bayley wins. And two, I think they really screwed them over, because the whole point of winning, which is what we got with Cody, and everybody bitched and moaned about Cody because he won the Rumble. So that means when you win the Rumble, you get the main event WrestleMania for whatever title you want. That's the rules to winning the Rumble.
Okay.
So the men's and the women's get the main event WrestleMania, which is one of the reasons why they made two nights too, because they made that a stipulation of the Rumble. So Bayley and Io Sky should really be main eventing one of these nights, and they're not. And yeah. I think that's a major step backwards for what they're doing here, and I think they need to reinvent what they do with the Rumble. Because they almost did it to both of them, because they were going to just make it Rock and Roman.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, say, fuck Cody, and, you know, basically fuck his story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until everybody pushed it back. And then now they're like, oh, we're going to make the We Want Cody stuff just like the, you know, Yes Movement. You know what I mean? And that's what they turned it into in a week. You know what I mean? And I think that was a lot of The Rock thinking, you know, we did something bad. Let's try to fix this.
I will give them credit for how quickly they were able to turn that, by the way.
Yep. Yeah, Vince would not have been able to do that. Vince would have been like, fuck them, and fuck the crowd, and they're going to fucking like it, because I'm fucking Vince McMahon. And blah, blah, blah,
I'm not sure he would have ever put Cody in this position. He would have brought Cody back to shit on him.
No.
You know?
that's the whole reason why Cody came back, was because Vince flew out to Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
And basically was like begging him to come to WWE.
Oh, wow.
And fed him this whole thing. Yeah, fed him this whole thing about like finishing the story. And, you know, Cody was able to show him the belt that he got off of. Who was that guy, the UFC guy that was in AEW for a while?
Dan Lambert?
Yeah.
I hate
He bought that. He bought the WWF title that Dusty had gone for. He had bought it at some kind of auction and gave it to Cody at one of the AEW tapings. And he showed it to Vince, and they had this whole discussion. You know, they had this whole come to Jesus moment. It was like a 40-minute meeting or something. And that's when they decided on, you know, coming back and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I didn't really know any behind the scenes on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could give a shit about Bailey. I could give a shit about any of this damage control stuff. Like, I just don't care.
I'm glad that all of our discussions end up going somehow to, like, Cody and Rock and Roman.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what this whole thing...
I know. It's just, like, 10 other matches and, like, the only, like, 3 or 4 that we care about.
Yeah, like, even the company's doing it to you. Like, they don't care about any of this shit that's not them. I mean... Yep.
All right, let's just skip to the two that we care about then.
Oh, there's other ones. We should at least give them time.
Yeah. You know? Well, yeah. I mean, these are pretty much the last two anyway. So
okay, so we're there anyway. Okay.
Yep. So, Seth and Drew, Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre.
Okay, I have to say, as somebody who, you know, like we said earlier, I stopped watching this stuff in like 2014, and I've been back in for like the last 3 months. Drew McIntyre has impressed the bejesus out of me since what I remember him doing in 2014. Like, he's probably the top heel at this point. Like, Roman has just been sitting with his thumb up his ass for most of the last 3 months. So, I mean...
Well, he's basically just a part-timer now. He's basically Brock all over again.
Yeah, Drew's just been... impressing me every time he goes out there. Like, I just don't, you know, and considering where he was, you know, that was, I think when I stopped watching was the height of that 3MB shit, which, I mean, he couldn't have been any lower on the ladder at that point. So, I mean, just where he is now is unbelievable to me, but my guess would be, I mean, Seth's not coming out of this with the title either way. I don't think he is. And I think there's two ways this can go. Yet again, this is like my theme of the entire show, I think. Either Drew just fucking shit cans him, which is kind of what I hope happens, or Seth wins, but wins by like the skin of his teeth, and then you get the Damian Priest cash in.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that he has the fucking Money in the Bank thing because they don't care about Money in the Bank anymore.
Why do they still do it? Right. They clearly don't care about it.
I don't know. And you know what? Now that like Jericho has been going around talking about how he created the idea, I think that's why they've been trying to bury it. Because they're trying not to have anything Jericho or anything AEW. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, especially Jericho, because Jericho has been kind of, like, shitting on him.
The idea, but whether he was, like, the sole person who came up with it, I doubt that very much.
Well, his whole story is that, like, he came to Vince with an idea about how, because they had a discussion or something about going to grab the brass ring. And, right. I think it was TNA had something where you had to, like, grab a ring. You know, right. Kind of like what they did in AEW.
The casino thing, yeah,
but that was like an actual thing in like TNA. They had them do that once, and he thought it was like a great idea. And he's like, "Why don't you do that with like a briefcase?" And then the briefcase is a contract, blah 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 blah. And so it was him, Vince, and somebody else. I want to say maybe Michael Hayes because it seems like that'd be a Michael Hayes thing.
Yeah,
And they all, like, basically created this. So, I don't know. I think they're going to eventually phase it out, or they're going to change the stipulation on it.
Yeah.
But I think also the problem was is that they gave it to Priest at a time where Vince was still running things, and I think they've just been, like, changing everything as it goes.
Right.
So I think that just ended up becoming something that was like, oh, shit, now what do we do with it? You know, because we don't want him to, we don't want him to cash in on Roman, you know what I mean?
Right.
But he's on Raw, you know, so, like, you know, so I think that's why they switched him over to Raw, so that way he cashed in on, like, Seth, and that's why they created that title for Seth, because that wasn't a title.
Right.
So as of, like, this time last year, that wasn't a title, so, you know, so, yeah, I can see that happening. I totally forgot about Priest with the whole...
I just... My preference would be to just see Drew absolutely fucking stomp him to death and just be done with it.
Well, I think they're going to do that. I think they're going to have... Seth is going to be, like, hurt from the previous night. And then Drew is going to go on this tirade about how this isn't a fair fight because you're hurt, because you wanted to go and fight the bloodline and blah, 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 being the crybaby that he is. I think you're going to have... well, I think it's official that Punk is going to be on commentary.
Yeah, they said
that. Yeah, because, I mean, they wanted him to be a ref. I don't think that's going to happen. But he's going to be on probably commentary with Cole, Pat, and I don't know if they're still going to do the thing where it's Pat, Cole, and what's his face?
Barrett or Graves?
Graves. You know, because they were doing that for a while where Graves and Michael Cole were doing the commentary and then Pat would come in and, like, sub in every once in a while. Yeah, or if they're going to go back to the thing where... Yeah, or if they're going to go back to the thing where the SmackDown guys talk about SmackDown people, the Raw people talk about Raw people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, but Punk's going to be on commentary, and then I think you're going to see... You'll see him try to cash it in, but I think he's going to fail. Because I think he's... because they need to do something with the Money in the Bank thing. So I think what they're going to do is Seth's going to lose to Drew. And then he's going to try to cash in on Drew. And Drew is just going to beat the shit out of Priest. And then it's going to set up like a three-way match for the Scotland thing.
Oh,
I think that happens in June. The Scotland thing.
Yeah.
So I think that sets up a thing where Drew comes into Scotland because he's Scottish. As the champion.
Yes.
And then we'll see if he we'll see if he walks out as a champion.
Oh, that's a good way to go. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Which brings us to the big one then.
The tribal chief, Roman Reigns, versus the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and what I think, and also I think what you think, is going to be Bloodline rules match.
I don't think we
properly explained this at the other one, but basically what happens is that whatever the if Rock and Roman win on night one, it's basically an anything goes match on Sunday night for the two of them. If Seth and Cody win, then it's strictly just Roman and Cody one-on-one, no interruptions, no bloodline at ringside, none of that. It's just the two of them, mano a mano. I don't think they're gonna do that.
Now, with my thought process is this, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they shouldn't do the bloodline rules thing for this, because I think I'm of the opinion, I don't know what you think, but I think Cody has to win this, just because I don't think they've been building to this for 2 years, right? And I just think he doesn't win. It's just the, you know, what's the ending note of this thing? Just more shit with Roman? Like, okay. But to me, I wouldn't do the bloodline rules thing, because I don't think you want, like, you know, depending on how it's done, like, I don't think you want any of that stuff to directly affect how he wins it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you want him to win it because Seth Rollins smashes Roman in the head with a chair or whatever? Like, you want him to beat him outright. You know?
Well, I think what's going to happen is, so you're going to have the two of them. And mm-hmm. you're going to have the impending thing. You know, you're going to have the whole bloodline, you know, ringside. You know, you might have Seth out there maybe after his match. Like, he stays out there at commentary or something.
Yep.
Or whatever. You know, or what happens is that if he gets beat up enough by Drew, that he's not able to come out there or something.
Yeah.
So you have the whole bloodline there circling the ring. You're going to have The Rock out there because you got to still have The Rock.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, you may even have The Rock and Paul on commentary maybe. Who knows?
Yep.
Which also, the wise man, Paul Heyman, one of the greatest promoters in wrestling history. And absolutely. One of my favorite promo guys in wrestling all time. Is going to be at this point a WWE Hall of Famer. And right. I think that is fantastic because he's getting inducted on Friday night.
Nice.
Yep. So nice. He will be WWE Hall of Famer Paul Heyman when he gets announced over this weekend, which is fantastic.
That's great.
I do think it's sad, though, that it's Roman who's doing the inducting and not Brock, but clearly they can't have Brock.
They don't want anything to do with Brock right now.
Yeah. So, but it really should be Brock doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know, either yeah. him or Tommy Dreamer. But Tommy Dreamer won't come back and do it. But yeah, it's you know. But anyway, the wise man will be a Hall of Famer.
Nice.
And so this is how I see it going.
Okay.
I see them going and going, you know, one-on-one for a while. Then you're going to see Cody kind of take over.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to see Rock kind of get pissed off a little bit. And then, you know, I don't know if Jay's going to be out there because it's going to depend on how bad the match was, but Solo will be out there.
Right.
And so you might see Solo and Rock try to do some shit. And then here comes Jay. Jay Uso comes out. And stops Solo, tries to get up to the Rock. The Rock, boom, Rock bottoms him on the outside of the ring. What are you doing? You're a part of this family. You're a disgrace. Fuck you, you piece of shit. Like, he's going to be doing that on the thing. So then you got Cody and Roman still happening in the ring. And so then you have, like, Cody kind of taking over. And then you're going to have somebody else like Sammy or somebody come out from the back. And, you know, people who have had, like, problems with the bloodline. Or you may even have, like, Randy and Kevin come out because they've had problems with the bloodline, too. And have people come out almost like when Sting beat Hogan back in WCW times with that spray-painted NWO belt. It's going to be something like that. And basically, Cody is going to finish the story. Cody is going to win. He's going to cry. It's going to be a joyous thing. And then,
he defaults to his mom.
And then, when Roman is getting up, you're going to see The Rock, the final boss, the high chief of the family, come in the ring, try to help him up. And what he's going to do
is rock bottom him.
He is going to beat the living shit out of Roman Reigns. He is going to get in his face. He's going to say, "You're no tribal chief. I'm the high chief of this family." He's going to get into his face, everything like that. "I can't believe you. How could we have this blood oath?" You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, and then rock bottom him, give him the people's elbow. And then you're going to see Solo, Paul, and Jimmy, if he's out there, follow The Rock out of the arena, and you're just gonna see Roman in shambles in the ring, and that's how it ends.
Yep, which leads into whatever they're going to do for the next year.
Yep.
Leads into that. Yeah, that's awesome, dude. I like how you booked that, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have to see if we want to do a post show at some point, too.
That'd be fun. I'd like to do that. See how well we did with our predictions and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely like to do that. Yeah.
So we'll and see how see much how... I'm wrong about that final match, because I don't think they're gonna book it that way. But
that's super booked. See if it goes that way.
But that's how I envision it ending. That's what you need to do.
That's a good. I mean, I could
especially with Raw coming to Netflix. Because you know The Rock's going to be around until then, because The Rock was a major player in getting them to the Netflix deal and stuff like that, because he has this whole, you know, movie deal with Netflix. So, you know, they got to have him go at least to day one of next year. You know what I mean?
Yep. I also think you could have the same end thing with The Rock that you booked if they don't go the Bloodline rules route, in the sense of, like, After he loses to Cody, The Rock comes out and freaks out. Like, what were you? Mm-hmm. You know, all that same stuff you were talking about.
Was it just your family? Did you just need your family to do it? Are you that weak? Are you that stupid?
Do it on your own. Yeah, like this guy sucks. You couldn't do it on your own. You know, so you still get
maybe John was right about you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Bringing back like when John Cena wrecked him in the ring. You know what I mean? Maybe Cena was right about you. You know what I mean? Like. Humiliate them in the ring.
Yeah, and that's a good way. If they really want to... I've heard, too, you could use this to turn him face in a way, too, like after...
I don't know. I think he's having way too much fun being the final boss, and this is like Hollywood Rock. You know what I mean? Roman. Just like Hollywood Hogan. Huh?
Oh, no, I'm talking about Roman here.
Roman being a face. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be tough. I think you're going to have him go against Rock for a while and stuff like that. I don't know. You can't turn him face right away. But, you know, maybe it's like a redemption thing. Maybe he has a redemption thing where he tries to mend fences with people that he's, like, you know, wrecked throughout his thing.
You could definitely do it.
Kind of like the whole Jay thing.
It would kind of be like the, to trade companies for a second, it would kind of be like the MJF face turn where you and I were just like, I don't buy this. He's an asshole. Yep. Like, why? You know, but yeah, you could kind of do it the same way where you just play it out long enough and he's, you know, and maybe now it won't be, he could be a face again without the whole crowd going like, you're the guy that they've been trying to jam down our throats for however long, go away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. This was a good show. I think this event's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm actually really jacked up for this one because it's just, you know, I feel like I've really gotten back on this train the last few months, and I think it's going to be a fun time to be a fan of this stuff right now.
Yeah, me too. You know, this has been these last, like, whatever, 4 months have probably been the best that WWE has been. And they've been coming to a crescendo. But, you know, the fact that Vince isn't around anymore and you have Rock and Hunter, you know, Dwayne and Paul, you know, running things. You know, guys from the Attitude Era, guys who know how to do a storyline, guys who have been part of some of the biggest storylines in WWE, WWF history. You know, you need this. You needed these guys to be in charge and no longer the Vince McMahon and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Did you
hear that crackpot theory that because they in that vignette with the fight around the bus, that there was a WWE production truck with Cena and Austin's images on it, that, like, they were somehow going to show up this weekend? I mean... I was just like, okay, well, maybe, I guess. Cena's probably busy.
They might show up. They might show up as, like, a guest or something. You know what I mean? Maybe Stone Cold will host it.
Cena's probably busy doing Peacemaker at this point. Because I think they're filming season 2 right now. Or they're
probably. Yeah. So, I mean, you never know. Maybe Stone Cold will come back and host the show because they always have a host for WrestleMania. So
he could do that, and they haven't announced one yet. So it certainly, could
unless be it's going to be Jason Kelsey, and it's going to be maybe or the Kelseys, maybe I don't know.
Well, but it's in Philadelphia.
Maybe that's what they do. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But, this is great.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to maybe we'll definitely do a post somehow. Like I said, I'm going to try to watch it as quickly as humanly possible for something that long. So we'll see how we do with that, and then we'll talk about, we'll see how our predictions went.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I like this. Cool. This was fun.
All right. Send the bot.
I will shut it off.